What's up, everyone? Welcome to the first ever Metalcore Nerds MCU Trivia Night. I am your host, Sean Mott, and if you are new to Metalcore Nerds, this is a nerd podcast that mixes the metalcore, metal, heavy music community with nerd stuff and pop culture. And today I'm trying out a new MCU Trivia Night, and very stoked about it. The first two contestants here, I have my friend Brendan. He's actually an avid listener of the show. And everyone else in the show has been a guest, including Rob, who got pummeled by Ethan and Joey in my Justice League review episode. What's up, guys? How you doing?
Going on, my dude.
I'm like the only normie here, man. I'm like the outsider right now.
You are the outsider. You are the outsider. But that's okay. That's fine. Before we get in to the trivia itself, first off, the winner of this, which I'll explain how this is all going to go down, but the winner of this is going to receive a free t-shirt from Youth Energy Designs. They're an awesome nostalgia-based clothing line. They're very sick. They just did a Grind t-shirt, a Ready Rumble t-shirt. They have a new drop coming out on Friday as well. And for anyone who's listening or watching, you can use the code NERDS10 to get 10% off your order when you go and do that. But the winner of this will get a free Youth Energy shirt and a free Metalcore Nerd shirt and pin. So that's fun. So the rules of this, pay attention, all right? There's going to be 3 one-on-one matches. It's going to be gauntlet style. So that means the winner goes on to face the next person, and then the winner goes on to face the next person, and then the winner of that is the winner of the trivia night tonight. Everyone is going to be using a notebook, a whiteboard, or an iPad with the notifications turned off, just being used as a writing surface, to show their answer after I ask it. They'll have 15 seconds to write down the answer. I will count down starting at 5, and then I will call on each of you individually. You will not be penalized for spelling, so don't worry about that. I'll know if you got the answer. So if there's some, you know, crazy name that you can't spell, that's fine. No big deal. There's going to be 11 questions in each match. The first 10 questions are all going to be worth a point, and the 11th question is going to be a betting round where both competitors will write down how much they're going to bet, and you can bet as many points as you have, and that's it. And that's really going to decide the match for sure, kind of like a Final Jeopardy, if you will. And if you make it, if you get it right, you get those points, but if you miss it, you lose those points. So that really, it really could sway a game for sure, each way, one or the other. If somehow we are tied after 11 questions, we'll go to sudden death, which I really hope it doesn't happen, because I only wrote like 10 sudden death questions, so I hope it doesn't go that far. We'll see. And then, like I said, the winner is going to win some prizes. It's going to be cool. And then the winner will also advance to the next trivia night that I end up doing, probably sometime next month. Still kind of working it out. I wanted to see how this one went first. Also, this is, if no one has ever watched the movie Trivia Schmodown, this is where I got this idea from, and I was like, oh, cool, what if I just do an MCU night, have some friends do it, link it in with a podcast, kind of, if you aren't a part of the Facebook group is fucking awesome. It's such a cool community in there. Everyone's awesome to each other. We talk about the latest nerd news, movies that just came out, shows that just came out, a million nerd memes. There's been so many Invincible memes in there, it's hard to even keep track of. But I'm really just trying to extend that out to be a part of the podcast. So that's it. Are you guys ready to do this?
I could do this all day.
Ready as we're going to be.
Oh, man.
Oh, there we go.
All right. There we go. All right. So question number one. In what movie does Thanos first appear in? And when you're done writing down the answer, just put your hands up so I can see them. Five, four, three, two, one. Brendan, what do you got? Man, even extra credit. You don't really get extra credit, but that is correct. Rob?
Shit. All right.
I didn't think about that. I put Guardians.
Oh,
I got all I see is Ben Affleck's belly.
Oh, you might have to turn off your background because it's going, but I see it's Guardians of the Galaxy. That is incorrect. Brandon draws first blood. He goes up 1-2. Question number two.
Gods.
In Avengers Age of Ultron, what does Ultron take from Claw? Five, four, three, two, one. Rob, what do you got? Vibranium. That is correct. Rob's on the board. Brendan, what do you got?
Man, I thought he ripped that dude's damn
I mean,
off.
it's not wrong, but it's not what he took from him. That is
It eventually gets ripped off,
incorrect.
right? It eventually goes away.
He does cut it off, but he goes there for the vibranium. So we're all tied up, 1-1. Nice. I like it.
James Spader.
I love James Spader, man. All right, so question number three. The Nova Corps is located on what planet? Five, four, three, two, one. Brendan, what do you got? Nova? Kind of close, but that is incorrect. Rob, what do you got?
I drew a complete blank. I couldn't even think of what it was.
And that is wrong. The correct answer is Xandar. Xandar.
Haven't watched Guardians in so long.
Yeah, that's one of the best ones. Come on, guys. What are you doing? Defonse is calling you out in the chat, Rob, just so you know. Oh no, he let you on
Defonse doesn't
because
watch anything.
he's watching it. Oh yeah, he doesn't know any of these answers. There's no fucking way. All right. Question number four. What is the only MCU movie to not feature a cameo from Stan Lee? Five, four, three, two, one. Rob, what do you got?
I say Hulk might be the Norton Hulk.
That is incorrect. Brendan, what do you got? Captain Marvel,
Captain
also
Marvel.
incorrect. It is Spider-Man Far From Home. Only one. Because of his unfortunate passing, of course. But.
That's my vibe. I thought Endgame was last. So I thought he might have
Well, Captain Marvel was before
passed
Endgame. Come on.
Marvel, even though it came out first.
Come on. Come on, guys. Come
True. Listen, man. This is why we're in the first round.
on. 1-1.
It's a reason.
One,
Man,
two,
I'm
one.
still tied up. Yeah.
Yep.
Hope he got those sudden death
For real. Okay, question number
questions
five. What character makes their MCU debut in a brief cameo in Thor? Five, four. Three, two, one. Rob, what do you got? Hawkeye? That is correct. Brendan, what do you
Dude,
got?
I am blanking. I got nothing. I'm having a shitty night.
Oh, man. That's all right. That's all right.
I should have took the week off and just rewatched everything.
I thought you did. You were sending me pictures of you watching shit, and I was like, damn, man. Like, he's fucking going in.
I made it through Iron Man.
I was just kind of trusting on my ability that I've seen all the movies, so I must know something that he's going to ask.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you got two right, so you know something.
Something.
Question number six. Who directed Captain America, the First Avenger? This is kind of a tough one.
I know who it's not, so I'm
Five, four, three, two, one. Brendan?
Nothing.
No, wrong. Rob? Joe Johnston. That is correct. Look at you, man. 3-1. Rob goes up.
I remember that because I remember he directed Jurassic Park 3 and I hated him ever since. So.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't even know that. Damn. Good for him to kind of make it up, I guess.
Got to make a Joe Johnston history.
Yeah. All right. Question number seven. In what city were the Sokovian Accords signed? Five, four, three, two, one. Going to Rob. What do you got? Oh, did he freeze? Oh, no. Rob, are you there?
I didn't freeze. I just, I know where I don't, I know where, but I just don't know the city.
What'd you say? Did you say nothing?
Somewhere, but I just don't remember this.
Okay, so I guess that's incorrect. Brendan, what do you got?
Yeah. I didn't know the city, yeah.
I got an history shit got signed there before.
It is London. London, England.
Was it London?
I thought that was an easy one, guys. Come on, man. Come on, guys. All right, question number eight, 3-1.
You're on still. Like page 3 of like the IMDb.
You guys still there? You guys cut out there a little bit.
Yeah.
You guys good? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All
right. Okay.
Wait for the next question.
Question number 8. Thaddeus Ross first appears in The Incredible Hulk. Which movie was his second appearance in the MCU? Five, four, three, two, one. Going to Brendan. What do you got?
I know it's a post credit, but I know I got the wrong movie. I know it's not the Iron Man post credit, so I'll just take the loss on that one.
Actually, it's not even a post credit. Rob, what do you got?
I can't remember which one was after.
Civil War
is correct. Goes up 4-1. Yeah, it's not a post credit. That's Fury. Fury shows up in the Iron Man post credit.
No, I'm thinking of the scene where he's drinking in the bar and he's taking like the Hulk shots.
Oh, Iron Man.
And Tony walks in and says, and like,
oh, like, yeah. That's Hulk. That's Hulk. In Hulk, I think.
That's post-credit of one of the movies.
Oh, yeah, it's a post-credit of Hulk.
Yeah, it can't be your own. Yeah. Yeah.
4-1, Rob to Brendan. Going to question number 9. This is where they get really hard. Okay, guys? Maybe. They're subjective. In Iron Man 2, what fake name
crazy you got
does Natasha give to Tony when they first meet? Five, four, three, two, one. Rob, what do you got? Sean. Well, that's wrong. Good guess, though. Good guess. Brendan.
What do you got?
Dude, I didn't even write your name down to get a point for us to do it.
I legitimately don't know that one. I don't remember.
I have no idea. No.
It is Natalie Rushman. Natalie Rushman.
I think Billy would have got that. Wow.
No.
Crazy.
Did you ask the quote? Wait, what was the question you
asked? I thought you said nickname she gave Tony.
Yeah.
I said, what fake name?
Not what nickname he gave her.
What fake name?
Oh, I misunderstood the question.
Oh. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I worded that poorly. I said fake.
Oh yeah, you made it seem like she gave Tony a nickname.
Oh no.
Because I knew that one. No. Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Billy got it. Billy was fist bumping over there. Oh, my bad on that one. My bad. Okay, question number 10. Question number 10.
Kyle's got all the answers.
Billy, Billy does have all the answers, maybe. Okay, number 10. Who voices the character Mainframe in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2? Five, four, three, two, one. Rob, what do you got?
No clue.
No clue? Okay. Brendan?
Really, I
have no idea. Gunn's mother, because he does like 15 things in that movie.
It's a good guess. That is a good guess, but it is Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus.
Which character?
Mainframe. She was one of the like the OG Guardians. She was in that group. It's like a very small scene. An insanely small scene.
Billy knew that.
I doubt Billy knew that one. I don't think Billy knew that one. All right, so I mean, pretty much this 11th question doesn't really matter because Brendan can't catch up with Rob, but we're gonna do it anyway.
Oh shit!
We're gonna do it anyway. All right, so
when you ask me questions about it,
question number 11. Write down and circle the number you're gonna bet right now before I ask the question. I'll give you a few seconds to do that. If Rob is smart, he'll bet nothing. But that's me giving away answers, I guess.
I'm only pretty sure by the rules bet one, so I think he's safe.
He is pretty safe. Are you guys good?
Yep.
Yeah. Cool.
Perfect. All right, so question number 11 to decide the match and who goes on to the next round. In Thor Ragnarok, what was Valkyrie's scrapper number? Oh shit.
We're not trying to stop something we're going to do in our time. We're trying to undo something.
out by eliminating half of life. The other half will thrive. But you've shown me that it's impossible. I know what I must do. I will shred this universe down to its last atom. And then, the stones you've collected for me, create a new one. Trying to stop something I'm going to do in our time. We're trying to undo something I've already done in theirs.
This is your future.
It's my destiny.
My father is
by eliminating half of life, the other half will thrive. But you've shown me that it's impossible. I know what I must do. I will shred this universe down to its last atom. And then, the stones you've collected for me, create a new one. We'll be right back.
stop something I'm going to do in our time. We're trying to undo something I've already done in theirs.
This is your future.
It's my destiny.
My father is coming back.
Hello guys, sorry for that. We're going to wrap up this match and finish that last question and everything, and then we'll move on to the next match. My bad on the technical difficulties there. So, repeating the question again for all the marbles, even though Brendan can't win this, but he's my friend and he is an awesome supporter of the podcast, so I'm going to give him this last question.
And Thor, listen, you know, whatever.
You did great. You did great, buddy. You did great. In Thor Ragnarok, what was Valkyrie's scrapper number? Man, this is fun. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, it's not fun to get your ass beat.
Five, four, three, two, one. Rob, what do you got? Or how much did you bet first?
Zero.
Zero. That's smart. Smart. What was your answer?
Yep.
I think this is it, but I...
Would you put 1-1...
Can you read it? 1-4-4-2-7.
Dude, that's...
1-4-4-2-7.
It's really close. It's really close. It is 1-4-2. You were very close. Brendan, did you have anything?
2-1-6. Where's my camera? There it fucking is.
Well, awesome. Rob goes on to the next round. Brendan, thank you so much. If you have anything else to say to the people while we're here, now is your time.
Yeah, I've spent a lot of hours watching these movies, and someone asks you if you don't know shit, man. So write everything down, I guess.
Right.
Hell yeah.
It's all been leading up to this one moment. We all got together, you know, in one big ensemble of fucking just useless information.
Yes. Yeah, that's
whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. That's what Sam always says. She goes, "You know a lot of stuff about things that mean absolutely nothing." And I say, "Yes, you are very correct in that. You are very correct." That is an accurate description. But awesome. Thank you, Brandon. We'll be right back with the next match. See you guys in a sec.
We're not trying to stop something I'm going to do in our time. We're trying to undo something.
thought by eliminating half of life, the other half would thrive. But you've shown me that's impossible. I know what I must do. I will shred this universe down to its last atom. Then, the stones you've collected for me, trying to stop something I'm going to do in our time. We're trying to undo something I've already done in theirs.
This is your future.
It's my destiny.
My father is
what is up? We are back, and it is now Tyler versus Rob. Tyler, you may know from the WandaVision after show with me. He was an awesome guest. He will definitely be back.
It was a pleasure.
And we're going to see how much he knows about the MCU, which I think is going to be a lot.
Yeah.
Rob, are you ready to go into your second match?
Tyler, are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yep.
You ready? Tyler, you ready?
I'm ready. You're so only ready. Thing I'm ready for.
Only thing I'm ready for. Good. Good. All right. Question number one. Match number two. What is Captain Marvel's nickname for Monica Rambeau?
Oh, fuck.
Need answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rob, what do you got?
I'm drawing a big blank on this one, too.
I actually don't know that one.
Yeah.
Neither of you guys know that one. One sec, guys. I gotta fix this. Brendan left, so he messed up everything. But the answer is Lieutenant Trouble.
God.
Brendan. Oh, he left.
Oh, you said Monica. You said Monica there. Rambo. Fuck. I would have gotten that.
Oh, you thought Maria?
Yep,
Lieutenant. Yeah, Trouble. My brain went the other way. Yeah, motherfucker.
All right, well, 0-0. Starting off even, guys.
0-0.
Starting off even.
Starting off strong. Let's do this. Go.
Question number two. Where can you find the collector's vault? Answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Tyler, what do you got?
Nowhere.
That is correct. Rob, what do you got?
I know his mind's wrong. I just wanted to write something down. Boromir.
Incorrect. Good guess. Good guess. So Tyler gets first blood, going up at 1-2-0. Question number three. Who has directed the most MCU movies? Answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rob?
The Russo. Oh, sorry.
Russo Brothers.
You are.
Yeah, Russo Brothers.
Both right. Good job, guys. 2-1. Tyler is still up by one. Question number four. In Thor, The Dark World, Loki takes on the appearance of which of Thor's allies? Five, four, three, two, one. Tyler?
Cap.
That is correct. Rob? Cap. Also?
Cap.
Correct. 3-2. Close one.
I like that we both abbreviated.
Yeah, I mean, we all know. If you wrote Steve Rogers or, you know, I would have known. We all know. Everyone has different names. Well, Cap. Some people.
Cap is appropriate, though, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. That's good. Question number five. When Caecilius attacks the Sanctum Sanctorum, Doctor Strange traps him in what dimension? I tried really hard to pick stuff from a lot of different movies or properties. Five.
Can you repeat the question?
I can repeat the question. When Caecilius attacks the Sanctum Sanctorum, Doctor Strange traps him in what dimension? I will get you another 15 seconds. Five, four, three, two, one. Rob?
Dimension. It's funny, I just watched this and I don't remember.
I'm
thinking city, but it's I'm not gonna.
Fair enough.
Put it up. It's not the right answer.
Tyler.
So I pass one on.
Tyler, what do you got?
The mirror dimension.
That is correct. The mirror dimension.
The mirror dimension.
Yeah, I got you. You're good. You got it. 4-2. Tyler, up 2 points. To
it was it was lagging.
Oh, it's okay. It'll happen. It's the internet. Question number six. On which planet does Hulk crash land on?
Oh, fuck. What's the name?
After Age of Ultron, if that helps.
No, I just can't remember the name.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Tyler?
I spaced on the name. I know it, but I don't, it's, I don't know it.
Incorrect. Rob?
Yeah. I spaced on it too, but I'm calling it Scrappy.
What'd you call it?
I just call it, yeah, name of the dub.
Oh, it is Sakaar. Sakaar.
Okay. Yeah, I was doing Samsonite. I was way
Samsonite. I love Samsonite, man. Great plan.
Oh, come on, dude. I got to unmute myself for that one. Great reference.
Thank you, Billy, for the commentary. That was nice.
Yeah, yeah, you're welcome.
I like him. I do enjoy Billy.
Thank you. I enjoy Billy. You.
It's tough doing this Billy right now below us, man. Shit.
Yeah, man. Billy's up next. I'm. There's still game to be played here. All right. We'll see. So, question number 7 and match number 2. Who is the first character to turn to dust on screen in Avengers Infinity War? I hope you guys get this one. Answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rob, what do you got?
Bucky.
That is correct. Tyler?
Obviously.
Bucky. I knew you guys would get that one. Correct. 5-3.
I'm sure we'd get that one.
You guys are both.
My heart. How could you
forget
my heart? My heart exploded in my chest.
Yes, as it did for everyone else. I understand. All right, question.
I want to watch that movie right now.
I don't think I'm ready for that kind of heartbreak right now. Question.
I'm always ready for heartbreak. I'm a musician.
Sorry, true, true. That's fair. Question number 8. In how many MCU properties, keyword properties, does Sam Wilson appear in? I will give you 20 seconds for this one. Five, four, three, two, one. Rob?
I'm going with 8.
Close, but incorrect. Tyler?
7.
That is correct. 7. Winter Soldier, Age of Ultron, Ant-Man, Civil War, Infinity War, Endgame, and the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Close, Rob. Those questions are tricky. They're tricky. I was banking on the Ant-Man. That one's the
tough one because he's only in that little scene.
I thought Age of Ultron was the one that was gonna stump him.
Oh, that one too. Else, yeah, because like, he's barely in it.
It's only for.
I knew
for 2 seconds.
I know he does. He's at the very end of Ultron for that brief second with his full suit. Well,
he's in the beginning too.
Yeah, he's at the party. Party. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
The party for like 2 seconds and then he just disappears forever.
Yeah, he doesn't help them fight. He just leaves.
He's like, I gotta look for Bucky. See you guys there.
He was like, next time.
Next time, baby.
He was like, next
time. Yeah, I said, find your friend. Like,
it happens. All right. Question number 9 and match number 2.
Who I hate.
Tyler is up 3 points right now. It's still, we'll see how these next 2 questions come out, but. Rob still has a chance, depending on this last question. So question number 9. What song does drunk Tony Stark play at his party in Iron Man 2? Answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Tyler, what do you got?
I don't know. Tony Stark has the worst taste in music ever, so I've ignored everything he plays.
It's kind of off the wall from his other music taste, actually, but that is wrong. Rob?
Not me, baby. Another one bites the dust.
Wrong.
No.
California Love. Fun fact, I played...
Oh, that's not a movie, though. That's not a movie.
I played a that song isn't that movie, I think, yes. I played a trivia thing, and my friend still holds this over my head that I missed that question. So I had to put it in this because it haunts me to this day. Because he'll just text me randomly, be like, remember that one time I knew more about Marvel trivia than you? And then I just have to tell him other things that he totally forgot about. Like he didn't notice that Zemo was in the Falcon and Winter Soldier trailer and stuff. And I was like, come on, man. I was like, you can't hold this over my head anymore. You can't do it. But yeah, I missed that one. So that was vengeance for myself.
I don't want to fight that question about that, but I know you're not wrong, but I want to fight it still.
Look up the scene, bro. He's in his suit fucking DJing, playing California Love. Doing the thing.
Remember, he is like, he fights Rhodey. That song comes out when he fights Rhodey. Right?
Yeah. That definitely happens in that movie at some point. It's tricky. Like Tyler said, he plays all those classic rock songs. Those are always the thing. So it's a tricky question. Okay, question number 10. Last of the one-pointers for this match. Oh, no. Who left? Oh, we lost Tyler. Well.
He said he's right there. I see him.
No, he left. Where did he go? Well, we'll be right
back. Oh, now he left, yeah.
We'll be right back, guys. We got to find where Tyler is.
We're not trying to stop something we're going to do in our time. We're trying to undo something I've already done in theirs.
This is your future.
It's my destiny.
My father
isn't
anything. Liar.
Not
my
By eliminating half of life, the other half will thrive. But you've shown me that's impossible. I know what I must do. I will shred this universe down to its last atom. Then, the stones you've collected for me.
Back again. Sorry, guys. Technical difficulties. Tyler accidentally turned off his computer. It happens. It'll happen. It'll happen. You know. What are you gonna do? Oh,
such a boomer.
What are you gonna do when you have five people? You know, being a part of one thing in different computers. It's gonna happen. It's all right. All right. So.
We can't fuck this.
Question number 10. Yeah, he's like, I'm out of here.
Question number 10. In Avengers Infinity War, what elective class did Thor reveal he took on Asgard as a child? How did you answer that the fast? That's insane. You must really remember the line. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll go to Tyler first because he wrote it in 2 seconds.
Groot.
That is correct. Learning to speak Groot. Rob, what do you got?
Groot.
Oh, okay. You guys really love Infinity War. I see you. All right, so 7-4. It's, Rob, you still got a chance, buddy. If you go all in, you still got a chance.
I don't know about that. You still, that's my lucky number.
Still got a chance. So this is the 11th question, which means right now I'm going to give you a chance to write down how much you're going to bet. Tyler, you can bet up to 7. Rob, you can bet up to 4. So I'm going to give you a few seconds to write that down. We'll see who goes on to face Billy. Are you guys ready? You don't have to show me yet. Don't show me.
Okay.
I didn't see it, so don't show me yet. Don't give it away, bro. Come on. How you doing? All right. You guys ready for question number 11?
Okay.
Cool. In Spider-Man Far From Home, Mysterio says they are on Earth 616. What Earth does he say he's from?
Fuck me.
Answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rob, what do you got? Well, first, how much did you bet?
I just bet all the points, the 4 points.
Okay.
Just whatever. Yeah.
And what was your answer?
I just put P2 for Earth 2. I don't know.
That is incorrect. You go down to 0. And Tyler, as long as you didn't bet too many points, how many points did you bet?
I bet 2. I can't fucking remember.
Bet 2 points, 202. That is also incorrect, so you only lose 2 points, but you still win 5-0. The answer is Earth 833. 833.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
I was so
easy,
close.
Easy answer, guys. Easy answer. Super easy. Super surface level question, guys.
I won 5-0.
Tyler won 5-0, but Rob did very well. Won his first match, and he did well in this one. So thank you, Rob. Is there anything you want to say before we go to the next one?
Oh, fuck. Good luck.
Thank you, Rob. We'll be right back with our main event of the evening. The two MCU after show co-hosts battle it off to see who's the champion. Well, not the champion yet, but the winner. We'll be right back, guys.
We're not trying to stop something we're going to do in our time. We're trying to undo something I've already done in theirs.
This is your future.
It's my destiny.
fought by eliminating half of life. The other half thrived.
Trying to stop something we're going to do in our time. We're trying to undo something I've already done in theirs.
This is your future.
It's my destiny. Eliminating half of life, the other half thrive. But you've shown me that's impossible. I know what I must do. I will shred this universe down to its last atom. Then, the stones you've collected for me. We'll be right back.
stop something I'm going to do in our time. We're trying to undo something I've already done in theirs.
This is your future.
It's my destiny.
My Metalcore Nerds MCU Disney Plus series co-hosts are at a war. This is the Metalcore Nerds Civil War right now. Honestly.
Oh, oh shit.
Honestly, it is.
Well, I'm gonna rip the arc reactor out. I'm gonna
succeed. Damn, dude.
I got nothing for that one.
All right, guys, are you ready for the final match? Are you ready to see who's going to be the winner? Bragging rights galore. And some t-shirts. Also some cool t-shirts.
I want t-shirt tour. Let's go.
Let's go, dude.
All righty. Question number one of match number three. What species or kind of being is Ego the Living Planet? Answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Tyler, what do you got?
I have two different ones, and I think both.
Two different ones?
Celestial.
Celestial is correct. Billy.
It's correct or incorrect?
Correct. But... correct.
Yeah.
It is right.
Oh.
What did you have, Billy?
I got nothing.
Not even an attempt. All right, that is incorrect.
Not even close. I don't even know.
Do you have something to write with?
I'm just like the hermit with my whiskey.
No, I do, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just like stepping over here, just like...
He's already taking
just
victory drinks.
Just fast and relax, dude.
All right.
He is the victor, as far as I'm concerned.
Hey, don't beat yourself up, man. We're only one question in, all right? 1-0, Tyler. Question number two.
I know.
In WandaVision, what is Wanda and Vision's house number in Westview?
Sorry.
Oh, my fucking God.
You fucking dick. All the shit you're going to ask me to ask that. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
We talked about this number, to be honest. Answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Billy.
This is going to be wrong as fuck, but I don't know why it's number 32.
32 is incorrect. Tyler, what do you got?
I just wrote 109.
That is also incorrect. It is 2800. Tyler, if you don't remember, you can go back and listen to episode one.
I remember those fucking Easter eggs. And you're like, by the way, this references this comic shit. I was like,
That's fair.
All right. Question number three. Still 1-0. Still 1-0. Question number three. The Thanos that attacked Earth in Endgame, what year did he come from? Answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Tyler.
2014, Guardians of the Galaxy.
That is correct. Even nice. What do you got, Billy?
Same.
2014, and Billy is on the board. 2-1. Very nice. Very nice.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Question number four.
Welcome to the West Dimension. I have the power here. I make the threats.
Question number four. Name of the first film in Phase 2. Answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down. Billy, what do you got?
I don't think it's right because I think Phase 2 started. I think it's the Winter Soldier, but I know that's not right.
Winter Soldier is incorrect. Tyler, what do you got?
Yeah.
Iron Man 3.
You said Iron Man 3?
Oh, fuck.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Fuck. I knew it.
Winter Soldier is a little bit after that. Question.
I did say I knew it was wrong, though.
I mean, yeah, that's fair. It'd be funny if you said you knew it was wrong, then it was right.
For what it's worth, Rand whistled for like 1 second, and then I remember I was being. Of course, Rand got his sequel before Avengers, and he's the first one to get a sequel after Avengers. And I think about that, how they just kind of like.
Because wasn't the Avengers, the first Avengers, isn't that was the end of Phase 1, wasn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
End of phase one.
I just forgot what movie came after it.
Yeah, those are the early phases are hard to differentiate sometimes. Okay, question number 5. How many awards did Black Panther win at the Oscars? Yeah, I came with an Oscar question. There's not many Oscar questions you can ask in the MCU, so I had to do it. It's just the number. It's not which ones they want. Answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Billy, what do you got?
I said 2.
That is incorrect. Tyler.
Ah, motherfucker.
It's all wrong. I didn't see that.
You said 3. That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct. They won 4-8. That's correct. You're right.
My first intuition, that was shot in the dark.
Yeah, they won for my first shot, man. Yeah, that was a good guess. They won for original score, costume design, and production design. And were nominated for Best Picture, which was cool.
My brain said 7, and then I was like, 7. I'm just going to settle in the middle of 3.
7? Jesus Christ. Martin Scorsese didn't direct that, bro. What are you thinking about? 7.
Dude, that movie is better than Martin Scorsese.
I mean, I agree, but come on, man. It's the Oscars. They don't think the way we do.
Yeah.
Good for you for thinking.
Why did he talk shit on you? So fuck him.
True. All right. Question number five. Wow, Tyler, you've got them all right. No. My question number six. I don't know. I can't count. Whatever. Next question.
You're at six.
Which character gave Nick Fury the inspiration for the name Avengers?
Too easy.
Oh my god.
It is pretty easy, but if you've seen the movie. Five.
Oh, nice, dude.
Four. Three. Two. One. Tyler.
Captain Marvel.
That is correct.
God damn it.
Billy?
I didn't write anything down because I was thinking too much.
You got to guess, man.
Come on, at least throw up a guess. You're not missing for missing a question.
You don't lose any points.
I was trying.
Well, it looks like
Avengers, Dan. It's like on our fucking plane, bro. Like, it's the end of the movie. He typed it while looking at it. The Avengers edition.
You'll remember it now.
You only had to watch the movie once. You know that.
I've only watched the movie once.
I've watched it multiple times. I've seen it more than once. I'm a fucking idiot. Why the main event?
Because you guys picked numbers. I spun a wheel, and then whoever got the numbers first won. That's how it went. You know, it was random.
Well, you should have been like, this guy's an idiot. So he's going first.
Hey, I thought you were gonna do way better than this. To be fair, I thought you were gonna do better than this. You were supposed to be better than me. Tony quote. I love Tony.
I wanted you to be better.
Please,
Tony quote.
No one is better than you, Sean.
That's false.
I think we all figured out who's inevitable.
What, me?
I knew that. As soon as I saw the first group.
Sean kicks me out of this.
Yeah, bye. No, just kidding. No, I would never do that. All right, next question. What famous actor portrayed Loki in the fictional stage play about his life?
Oh, yes.
This is a good one. I like this question. It's a fun one. Five, four, three, two, one. Billy, what do you got?
Matt Damon.
That is correct. Tyler.
Matt Damon,
is that what you said? You froze a little.
Yeah, I was like, I'm enough that I could be right, Ben Affleck.
You wrote Matt Damon, though?
Just be funny.
Oh my god, you should have done
it. I thought about like gambling a point and lost just to be funny, but I was like, nah, well, if he pulls something out of his ass at the last minute, like, if he gambles and wins it all, I don't.
All right, question number.
It's all because my hair's on my head.
That would have been funny if you cost yourself the match by being funny. Question number eight. Who said the following quotes? There's nothing more horrifying than a miracle. Billy's just shaking his head.
I don't remember what his name is. Oh.
Five, four, Jesus, three, two, one. Tyler.
Struck.
You say Strucker? That's correct.
What?
Yeah.
Billy.
I said Rhodey. I said Rhodey.
Baron Von Strucker says it in Age of Ultron. Alrighty, question number nine. In Ant-Man and the Wasp, Scott hid an old Ant-Man suit underneath a trophy. What did that trophy say? Yeah. Answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Billy.
Best dad.
That is incorrect. Kind of close, I guess. But Tyler. Question mark. It is world's greatest grandma. Yes.
Fuck.
Glad I stumped you guys.
Billy, you're on the right track.
Though. Almost had it.
You're on the right track.
I mean, statistically, you had me eventually.
Yeah, if we went to whoever got the closest, you'd get the point, but that's not this game. That is not this game.
That's not how it works. That's
not. Question number 10. Looks like Tyler's going to run away with this one, but we're still going to do all the questions because I want to. It's my game. Okay. I make the rules. All
right, dude.
Well, you just – there's no mathematical way you can catch up unless Tyler bet all of his points and blew them. I mean, I guess he could.
I know. Just don't remind me that I'm a loser.
We're all winners here, all right? We're all winners. You
should... I like
it.
All right. Question number 10. In Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1, what year did Yondu abduct Peter Quill from Earth?
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
You're welcome, guys. Yes, I am a crazy person. I know this. Answers in 5.
I fell asleep during that.
4. Oh, you're a terrible person. 3, 2, 1. Tyler, what do you got?
I was just doing right. 1985.
Mm-hmm. Close. That was wrong. Billy.
I said 1987.
Ooh, so close. 1988. So close. Last two answers, you were like right there. Right there. So close. All right. 11-point question.
He was always a year younger than me.
Well, I don't remember how he was like 5 or something when he got.
Wait, what?
Well, he got abducted when he was like 5 or something.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know his age.
He's like
5 or something like that. He's young. All right, 11-point question. I'll give you a few seconds to write down how much you're going to bet. Tyler can bet up to 7. Billy can bet up to 2. Don't show me. What will you guys bet? Do you guys have your bets written down? Maybe? No?
Wait, what did you say?
What the fuck? One sec, guys.
We're not trying to stop something we're going to do in our time. We're trying to undo something I've already done in theirs.
This is your future.
It's my destiny.
All right, we're back for the final question. Do you guys have your bets written down on your board?
Do you have to?
I mean, I guess you don't have to. I guess it doesn't really matter. Okay, I'll just ask the final question. Jeez, guys. Jeez. All right. Question number 11, match number 3, to decide the match. What was the Wi-Fi password that Baron Mordo gave to Doctor Strange?
Fuck.
Rob seems to love this question. I'm very happy about that. Answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Billy, how many points did you bet?
0, and I said Beyonce. I don't know why.
It's not Beyonce, but Wong does say Beyonce that he's listening to. So that it was in the movie.
I know.
Tyler.
I know.
What do you got? How many points did you?
I don't think he. I didn't bet any points.
Okay.
And
smart.
I was Drew Span. I said he didn't because I don't think he gave him a name.
I think he did.
It is written.
I don't remember giving a word.
It is written on the piece of paper that he hands to him. It is Shambhala.
Well, I drew Spider-Man. Does that mean I win?
I mean, you already won. So Tyler is.
I know. That's the beauty.
This fucking guy, dude.
Just drawing pictures while you're fucking.
Guy, eh?
Thank you very much, Billy.
I'm fighting for my life.
Billy, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
No.
I had fun.
I had a lot of fun. This was great. I really hope we can do this again. We should, and we definitely should do it again.
I think that me and Billy should tag team a Metalcore Nerds podcast like review.
Oh, we'll do. We'll make that happen. We're gonna make that happen. It's gonna.
I mean, honestly, like obviously, Rob and Brendan too. I don't know if that's too many people for what you do, but everyone. Like,
why not? Why not? Well, I could.
Yeah, I mean, if you ever do a Star Wars trivia night,
I called dibs on Acolyte.
Oh, he was saying Star Wars trivia.
That was the
funny thing. The Star movie trivia Schmodown has a Star Wars. Wars division, and I swear to you, if you guys watch that, you would also feel like you've never watched a Star Wars movie because the questions they ask, like Tyler, you were joking before we went live about like. Who moved in 32 seconds into Revenge of the Sith? Those are the kinds of questions they ask, and they get them right. It is the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Sam watches the movie Trivia Showdown with me, and she doesn't even watch the Star Wars questions.
Examining the...
She doesn't watch, she doesn't watch them anymore. She's like, no, I don't want to watch them.
But it's like, you're not watching the movie. You're just watching like what people are doing and in what time.
Yeah, it's the craziest shit ever. It's so wild. Maybe I'll probably do a Star Wars one eventually, but it'll be a lot easier than those questions because those questions are. I'm like, even the commentators, they're like, "Did we watch the same movie?" I don't know. And they're like huge Star Wars fans too, which is hilarious. So, but yeah, awesome.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
It's insane. Thank you guys so much for if you watch live. Thank you everyone for who competed, and also thank you to Youth Energy. And once again, if you want to go buy some of their shit, please do and use the code Nerds10. Get 10% off. And Tyler's gonna win a Youth Energy shirt and a Metalcore Nerd shirt and pin. So congratulations, my friend. You are the winner. You have the bragging rights of MCU knowledge. It's you. You got it.
And I'm a moderator in the group, which I also take a lot of pride in. Thank you very much. This has gotten the whole group thing, bro. Like you, it's been a really good place for mental health over this past year of bullshit. So thanks for making the fucking community because it's been. We all love you, Sean, our god. Everyone for Sean because he's Sean.
Oh, I love you guys.
Our based god. So yeah, I wear an XL, so pass that along to my people.
There's no way you wear an XL. You really wear an XL?
I'm
6'3",
dude.
Are you really?
Oh wow, you're tall. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I'm fucking. I look cute and small in my photos, but I'm like dunk? Almost 6'4". Wow. I haven't tried dunking in a very long, but I was really good at basketball. But here's a good story for you guys. I made the team. I actually, my dad brought me. I thought I wanted to play because I was good at it. I made the team, and then the guy was like, yeah, we practice every day after school for 2 hours. And I was literally like, I'm never going to get to play Final Fantasy. So I just like left and like walked out. I literally was like, Dad, I don't want to do this. Like, I'm not going to have any time. I'll have no time to play video games anywhere. So I did. That's I was like, unreal. Fuck this shit.
That's so good.
That is incredible.
Yeah, I would literally dribble across the court and like sling the ball over my head and get swishes. And now I can't even dribble a ball. And it was all because I wanted to play video games instead.
Oh my fair, dude. That's fair.
That's the best.
But awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Just, I feel like it.
Oh, no. Keep going. You tell your story. You go.
No, I was going to say in Earth 616, I'm like in the NBA.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, dude. You're like the most badass point guard ever in Earth 616.
Yeah, like, and I have like a completely different haircut and a tribal tattoo.
Of course. Like, yes. You have very bad tattoos, like the worst.
I'd like to think like I'm like the white Dennis Rodman in Earth 616. Just really bad tattoos. And...
Oh my God. That's amazing. That is amazing. Again, thank you so much for anyone who viewed. And if you're watching this or listening to us on the replay, thank you again as well. If you enjoyed this, when I start posting this on YouTube and everything, share it. Just share it on Facebook. Share it in your Instagram stories. That's how people find out about this stuff. So, you know, tell your friends about it. I'm trying to help make this thing grow. You know, I love the Facebook group, and I just want to see it expand more and more. And if you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe to the channel. Same with Apple Podcasts. Same with Spotify. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. That helps the podcast go in the rankings, which is cool. And maybe I can get more sponsors and stuff. We'll see. We'll see. Use Energy is awesome. And I'm very happy they agreed to be a part of this. And they helped promote as well. So that was cool. And yeah, I hope you're buying a lot of shit from them. And get 10% off, like I said before. And this weekend, I'm going to be doing a live fan casting of the Fantastic Four. I think I'm going to call it Fan Casting Four, right? It's probably bad. It's probably terrible. Whatever. I don't care. No, I make terrible jokes. That's fine. But with Griffith of Fox Lake, that's going to be fun. And then next week, because I'm finally, I should have been affiliate on Twitch about 20 times, but I never did enough streams in 30 days. So I'm finally going to check that off the list. And Joel Cupcake, the man, the myth, the legend, and I are going to do a Loki preview show because he is going to be my co-host for the Loki series. So we're going to get that out of the way next week. We'll watch the trailers and everything like that and kind of theorize of what could come with this show. We all know it's going to be fucking insane. So hell yeah. So until this weekend, see you guys later. Thanks so much for everyone for being here, everyone who participated. You guys fucking rule. And see you this weekend. Bye, guys.
Oh, I see the cat. Hi, cat. Bye, cat. Oh, the cat's gone. Bye, guys.